Today we celebrate a feast which is very important in its repercussions in the so-called quest for ecumenism. We celebrate the feast of the great Ukrainian bishop and martyr, St. Josaphat. St. Josaphat, originally, as most people in those parts of the world, was Orthodox. His parents were Orthodox, of a good holy family in that faith. And when he was a young man, he entered the order of St. Basil. St. Basil the Great, who had founded monasteries and so forth. And in fact, most of the religious men in the East, in the Orthodox or Eastern Catholic areas, are Basilians of the order of St. Basil. In the meantime, there have been several councils, including one at the end of the 16th century, in which once again, the Orthodox were invited to come back to Holy Mother the Church. They are schismatics, and in many ways they are heretics. One of our parishioners was told the other day at the Greek festival that there is no hell. Now, they don't believe in purgatory, but yet they take money for masses and vespers for the dead. What is that all about? But they also, this priest right here also says there is no hell. In other words, it's up for grabs. Once you leave Holy Mother of the Church, you can do whatever you want to. And indeed they do. St. Josaphat came back, and he brought many, many back, many priests, many religious, and then he began to bring many of the faithful to the communion of Peter. And of course, he would go from place to place talking and preaching and teaching. And it was on one such occasion that a group of his enemies, who were enemies of Holy Mother of the Church, approached him outside of a town. And by the way, in the meantime, he was made Archbishop of Polotsk. And so he was an archimandrite of the highest degree. He was approached by a group of Orthodox who wanted to discuss things with him. And when they didn't like what he was saying, they took the axe to him and threw him in the river. And so it was from there that he was fished out. This was in 1623. He was yet a very young bishop, about 42, 43. Eventually, the Holy Father had his body, his remains, brought to Rome, where they rest to this day in a beautiful side altar in St. Peter's Basilica, which today has been, I'm sure, overrun by pilgrims from the East and those who wish to bring the Orthodox back into the real Orthodox faith, the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. So today we commend ourselves to St. Josaphat that his dream of bringing back all the Orthodox into communion with Peter would come true. And of course, he also has to intercede for us in the West, in the Latin Rite, because there are so many bishops and priests who are heretics. And so we need to pray for their conversion as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And when I was a child, I was very familiar with the St. Josaphat and the Rite of the Mass of St. John Chrysostom, which they use, because my parents got tired of all the evils of the so-called Novus Ordo and all that. So they went and took us to the Ukrainian Catholic Church of St. Josaphat, where I learned a lot about him and learned to worship also in the Eastern liturgy. Let us pray for the conversion of many today to the Holy Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.